Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, I want to thank God for Lydia because she cleans my glasses every Thursday and every Sunday when she comes to church. Glory be to God. Yes. Lydia is an expert. For some reason, I can't clean these things. Like when I clean them, they just look what? So I take advantage of someone who worked with what? With eyeglasses. Okay? Hallelujah. So good to see all of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Many people are back from where they had gone last Sunday. Okay? Yeah, you're welcome back. Yeah, glory be to God. Amen. Yes, there's something I wanted to thank God. I've forgotten. But it will come as I speak. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Robin had a surgery on when? Friday. Yeah, Friday afternoon, isn't it? Yes, so she's recovering in hospital. And we went, Jero and I went to see her yesterday. Yes, we found the worship team, many people in the worship team were there. And that is good, okay? Hallelujah. Yes, but she's recovering, okay? Brian said that she will be back home, I think, tomorrow. Is that so? Yes, I'm asking you it. Because you're the one who led the team I found there. Yes, so we thank God for that, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The good thing, anyway, it went well, amen? The surgery went well, and we thank God for that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, today is 28th, isn't it? Last Sunday was 20 what? And the other Sunday was? You just subtract 7. Very simple. Yeah, so today is 28th. Last Sunday was 21st. The other Sunday was 21st minus 7, 14th. Glory be to God. Yes, good also to see Mark Namanya. Okay? Mark Namanya's sister was in hospital. Is she still there? So, yeah, good to see that you've managed to get a few hours off as you take care of your sister, okay? Yeah, may God continue to help you and to help your sister. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, did you welcome visitors? No, you didn't. There's a visitor here, okay? What's your name again? Mugumya Joseph. Yes, he told me that Edson is the one who invited him. Yeah, so let's clap for him as we welcome him. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, they are returning visitors, so welcome them, okay? Yeah. You're called Suna, isn't it? Yeah, Mr. Suna and Mrs. Suna, we welcome you, okay? Thank you for returning to visit. Glory be to God. Amen? God is good. Hallelujah. Yeah, now today is 28th. That Sunday was 21st. The other Sunday was what? 14th. So now we were here on 21st, isn't it? And we were here and we reminded ourselves what the Lord told us on 14th, isn't it? And then, so anyway, I'm going to talk about, it's like I feel like God is telling me, just tell the people what you told them last Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so the lineup of scriptures that I had last Sunday is this exact same one that is coming back. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if Mark Wamai noticed that. Okay, I send Mark scriptures every Sunday morning. Okay, so today I just went to his to the message I sent him, and I copied and pasted. Okay, but I felt the Lord saying that just add one more at the end. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I added, but it is the same exact lineup. Hallelujah. Why the Lord wants that, I don't know. Okay? Is it because I didn't have time to pray? No, I prepared from Monday. In fact, I didn't prepare from Monday, but I was with the Lord on Monday, Tuesday. By Wednesday, I was like, but I've stood here many Sundays. I need to hand over the mic. So I thought about Mr. Ballon Thursday, but I was like, no, that is very bad. It is so on short notice. Okay? Musajja muno utomukola, eh? Utomukola bwotyo. Hallelujah. Then I talked to your wife. Which was going to be like unavailable. So I was like, now it is me. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when yesterday I was seeking the Lord. I went to sleep. You understand? Yeah. But I knew that the Lord is faithful. The one who has given me messages every Sunday, you know, he will give them to me. He will give me the message. Hallelujah. So this morning I wake up, and I feel like the Lord is telling me, just do the exact same thing you did last what? Sunday. But just add one more scripture. Glory be to God. To which kind of, anyway, yeah. Amen. Which I think the Lord, like it's like an explanation or a reason for why he said what he said last Sunday. And for why you're going to hear it again. Glory be to God. Amen. The exact same what? Line up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay. When I said that, it reminded me, you all know how my daughter Eden was born and the angels who were involved. Okay. Mr. Sun, have you heard of that story? No. Okay. So, Mark, do we have those books? Anyway, I'll ask your wife, okay? But I could be having some in the car. You have some, okay? So, you get a copy of my book and just start to read chapter 9. After chapter 9, if you want to read the rest of the book, that's up to you. Hallelujah. Chapter what? Yes. And so, yes, my daughter to be born in the States, for those of you who remember, there was angelic ministry involved. Okay? Now, 2 or 3 years later, when the second born was going to be born, okay? Before my wife left for the airport, okay? The day before, God told me that I am bringing back the same angels that carried out the other what? Mission. He told him, those are the exact same ones that are coming back. Glory be to God. Amen. These days I don't hear from God the way I used to. Back in the day, man, I was what? I used to hear from God. Hallelujah. Okay, so the firstborn, God speaks to me the day before my wife leaves, okay, and tells me, because the mission was going to be very difficult, okay? Then he comforted me, says, I was at the chief, my office, okay? We are talking about 2011, okay? So he tells me while I'm seated there, lunchtime, that I am sending angels at every airport that Jera is going to pass through, okay? Then he tells me that, in fact, the mission has begun today. Okay? She's going Monday. The mission has begun when? Today, Sunday. Angels have been sent out at Entebbe Then Dubai, then I think it was Los Angeles, okay, the port of entry, until she gets to Denver. And their whole mission is to make sure that she passes through all those airports. Glory be to God. 2 years later, the second born is going to be born. Okay? Then again, the Lord comes to me a day before she leaves. Then he told me that the same angels are being assigned again, because they know what it takes, since they have ever done it before. Hallelujah. They did it before. They carried out that mission before. They know. Kati beba komao. Glory be to God. And that is what he's doing, what? Today. The same lineup is what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's how, like I said, no, took the trophy. Okay? We are the champions, isn't it? Ateta used the same lineup. Mark, isn't that so? Peke the end. Okay? Peke, children, is not English, okay? It's slang for paka until. Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, yes. So, yes, we're going to talk about what I told people last Sunday. Number one, that God loves you so much. Okay, Nkwanz, God loves you how? So much. Glory be to God. Okay? Katonda twagala nyo 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 nyo. Glory be to God. Huh? Ruhanga natugonza muno. Glory be to God. One of the best languages in this Kampala, in this Uganda, which people don't know that's one of the best, is Urunyoro. Okay? They sing, they talk like they are singing. Okay? Hallelujah. After here, you engage Unalongo, like in a conversation. You are going, you know, eh? The only thing I don't like about it is that it is so close to Luganda. Yeah, that's why I'm like, ah. But, man, they are just singing. Okay? So now, when I think about a good-sounding language like that, I'm like, so, Kabalega, the king, okay, who fought like against the white, used to speak that wonderfully, that sweetly. Okay? So now I fail to reconcile how someone could be speaking that sweetly, okay, yet he was a warrior. You understand? Like those two things don't seem to work. You'd expect a fighter to speak, why? You know, eh? Fighting style. But now he must have, definitely was speaking like a pure Munyoro. Singing, you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, so, yeah, Nalongo will tell us how they say that Ruhanga natugonza. All right? Yes, in Swahili, okay. Mark, how do they say it in Swahili? Nangwa. No. That man, eh? Even the wife, what? Has given up. Okay. But at least he knows Mungu. Yes, so Lydia, appreciate that. Okay, don't wait for perfection. Perfection will never come. Okay, so Mungu, anatupenda sana. Yeah, huh? Kweli, ndio. Anatupenda sana. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So that's what you're going to be reminded of. Yeah, huh? You hang on to go on that. Hallelujah. Then we're also going to be reminded that just as God promised this church, indeed, surely, he'll multiply us, and we shall become a multitude. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Now, on 14th on Sunday, the other Sunday, okay, as I was coming to church, I was seated alone, I was driving alone, coming to church. Then I thought about friendship with God for like 10 seconds. Glory be to God. Amen. Then, you know, you can become a friend of God. You understand? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, okay, God was speaking to the nation of Israel, and he told them that you, Israel, are my servant. You, Jacob, okay, I have chosen you. You are the descendants of Abraham, my friend. Glory be to God. So here we see that Abraham was a friend of God. Hallelujah. In John chapter 15, from verse 14, Jesus told his disciples that you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Okay? So right there we see that to become a friend of God, you have to qualify. Okay? One of the ways you qualify is by a consistency in doing what the Lord tells you to do. Hallelujah. Then in verse 15, he tells them that no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. So here we see that these disciples, these people that Jesus was speaking to, okay, the 12 and maybe there are others, they had qualified to be called friends of Jesus. They were no longer just his disciples. They had moved to a level of what? Friendship. Hallelujah. Amen. So I thought about that as I drove to church on 14th. Hallelujah. Then when I got here, as I was still seated in the car, I got a thought of the oath that God made with us way back 27th October 2019. That oath which he used the scripture in Genesis chapter 22 from verse 15, just before Abraham killed the son. Okay, the Bible says the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and told him that by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you and multiplying I will do what? I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall do what? Possess the gate of their enemies. Hallelujah. So God made that oath to us in 2019. You remember, Mark, we had a worship service here that the Lord had asked for. He told me, do for me a worship service. Then the day before, that Sunday, to the Saturday, he tells me that I want that worship service, okay, just as I wanted a son from Abraham. Okay, I told Abraham, offer unto me your son. Okay, and that's what I'm also asking you. Offer unto me the best that you have in your church. Okay, the best we had at that time in this church was worship. I hope it is still the same. According to heaven. You know, you can have a perspective of someone here on earth, good or bad, but yet in heaven, the perspective is completely different. Hallelujah. You can have a bad perspective of someone here on earth, but when God is like, no, those are yours. For me, I have a different what? Or perspective. It's the same thing with history. Okay? I read a book, someone visited heaven, and he was told that heaven has a whole different set of history books. Okay? Different from the books, the history books here on earth. Okay? And heaven's history is a real history. It is a true history. Glory be to God. Amen? So anyway, why was I telling you that? And so, yes, so I hope our worship is still what? The best we have, okay? And so, at that time, God said, it is the best thing you have. Okay, so I want you to offer it unto me on Sunday. Okay? Just as Abraham was told of the Lord that offer unto me your one and only son whom you love. Okay? And Abraham obeyed. In fact, when Abraham was going up to the mountain to offer Isaac to the Lord, he told his servants, if you read UKJV, that I am going to worship. Glory be to God. So Abraham was going to offer worship. Then the Lord told me, exactly, that's what I want you to do. Okay? Then he told me that when you do that, when you offer unto me worship tomorrow, okay, the best that you have, then I'll make an oath. Just like I made an oath. Is it two or with? Yes, I think it is two. Eh? Two, Abraham. With? With. Who's saying with? Okay. Glory be to God. Matthias, I said with. Okay, so God said, I'll do the same. Okay? I'll do the same. Hallelujah. And so we did that. Okay? And God says that, now I swear. I make an oath. The promise that LAT will multiply abundantly in numbers. Okay? It is no longer just a promise. Now it is an oath. Meaning that nothing in the whole universe can hinder it from coming to pass. Because it's no longer just a promise which Moses can mess up. Okay? Pastor Moses can become a drunkard. You understand? Nathan Kenjaga. You know, understand? Then God is like, now I can't do through him that which I wanted to do with that church. Isn't it? And then that work is transferred to another church, to another pastor. Hallelujah. But now God said that now I make an oath. There is no human, even Pastor Moses, can never stop this because it has become what? An oath. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Meaning that absolutely, you see what God said here, that blessing, I'll bless you and multiplying, I'll multiply you. Okay? If you read your Bibles, God had said this earlier to Abraham. You understand? He had said it earlier. Hallelujah. But now he says it here, okay, as now an oath. Glory be to God. So the Lord, on 27th October, 6 years ago, 2019, he makes that oath after we had offered him our best. Just like Abraham offered him his best, his one and only begotten son, whom he loved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, I thought about that oath on 14th as I sat in the car. Glory be to God. Now, then I remembered also that God, the following day, on 28th October 2019, as I'm taking the children to school, I'm listening to a Christian radio station, and then there comes on a preacher. And the preacher reads Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. Okay? Which says that The Lord of hosts has sworn. The Lord of hosts has what? Has done what? Meaning he has made an oath, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. Like I'm driving kids to school, okay? And I'm thinking about what happened on Sunday, the previous day. And then a preacher comes and reads this. Then God tells me that I'm confirming to you that indeed yesterday I made an oath. As I have purposed, so it shall stand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that's what I was thinking on 14th. Glory be to God. And I reminded people who came on 21st, last Sunday, I reminded them this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, the other thing I thought about, like just for like a second, okay, was when Jacob was fleeing from his twin brother. Okay? You know that Yakobo yali salongo. Jacob was a salongo. He had twins. Okay? Firstborn, Isingoma, Bamwetaga, Obata. Was, Isingoma. Yeah, you should learn our languages. Nothing, try go Uganda. Because now, you know. When I read in history last week, during the time when the missionaries were here, Baganda, you know, they're the first ones who encountered Christianity. So they were used to go and teach, like in Ankole, in Toro, Bunyoro, to teach what? Those things. So I read that man, Ugeza had come up with an idea that now Uganda we should become the what? The official language of Toro. As a Toro man, jump. So guys were like, you know, So anyway, what we're going through with them into Bienim, Biavada. Glory be to God. Amen. So I was amused by that. That guys, they went there. Then the politicians actually were the ones who suggested to the whites that make what? Uganda, whatever of this area was. Hallelujah. And there was some form of fight, man, against it. Amen? Yeah. And so, Isingoma, when Kato, isn't it, was fleeing from Isingoma. Okay? Kato yari adukani? Waswa. Okay? Waswa. So somewhere along the way, night time comes, he gets a stone, sleeps, okay? Then he had a dream. You remember? The dream of the ladder. Angels were descending and ascending. And in that dream, God tells him, that is in Genesis 28:15, the Lord tells him that, behold, I am with you, Ukato. I'm with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken. Okay? So, I was, like, the thought of this verse came to me. Like, after I thought about the oath, then I thought about this verse. When God says that, okay, you're going in exile, but I'll be with you where you're going. You understand? I will be with you and I'll keep, and I will bring you back to this land that is your inheritance. Hallelujah. Grow. And so I just thought about that for like a second. Then I came up here. Glory be to God. So when I came up here, okay, so we're talking about 14th Sunday. Okay. Yes, I told you what the Lord had told me to tell you. And the Lord had told me to tell you. Now, all those things I've told you, the Lord on 14th Advent told me to tell them to you, okay? He had just told me to tell you, according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, that he loves you. Glory be to God. Okay? It says that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. We are beyond the level of just being his people. You understand? All human beings, all terrorists, witches, sorcerers, all of them are God's people. You understand? But when we got born again, we became children of God. Okay? We are at a higher level. Okay? And that is love. How we became his children was a demonstration of his love. Okay? So God wants you to be reminded today that he loves you. You're his child. Glory be to God. Never doubt that. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. Glory be to God. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We were sinners. We were among sorcerers. Okay? We were in the same league with our logo, witches. Okay? But then God loved us, okay, and he saved us. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God demonstrates, he demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we are still sinners, he sent his one and only begotten son to die for us. Glory be to God. And we became his children when we accepted the work of the cross. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says that God has delivered us from the power of darkness. Okay? Once upon a time we were subjects of the devil. Subjects of the devil. A taskmaster. Okay? Omuntu, someone who doesn't have any ounce of love in him. Everything about him is darkness. Hallelujah. Okay? We were a man. Eh? We were his. Okay? And we were destined to hell. But the Bible says that God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, on 14th, I told people about the book, the Delivered from the Power of Darkness. So now, last Sunday, I asked you whether you had gotten it. I think Rachel emailed it to you. You got it in your mailbox, okay? That one, in fact, is easier because it's an audio. Hallelujah. Please, especially young people who have never read that book, get it, listen to it. Grace Joy, did you get some time? Okay, whenever. Hallelujah. But Mark, you love that book. Glory be to God. You can listen to it in the car, like as you drive, you understand? Eh? But I advise don't listen to. Anyway, you can, but man, it's a thrilling story. This guy was a Satanist. Had qualifications from spiritual schools, I think, in India, somewhere in the East. He was a kafulu. Okay? And somehow God did what? God got to him and he got born again. So he gives his story, how he was delivered from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. So please, listen to that book, amen? Hey, if you don't want to listen, look for a PDF what? Version on the net. Hallelujah. Now, anyway, this is showing how much God loved us. Glory be to God. Yeah, now when we get to know how much he loved us, we shall be able to love him in return. And that's what God wants, isn't it? God wants us to love him. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, that we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. So when the degree to which you love God, okay? No. The degree to which you know that the Lord loves you, okay, is the degree to which you will love him in return. Hallelujah. So now it behooves us, okay, to pray, okay, that we may know the love of God that passes knowledge. Just like Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14. So verse 14, we see Paul saying that I get on my knees. Then in verse 18, he tells them what he's praying for. He says that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes what? Knowledge. That means that it passes human understanding. Okay, this love is supernatural love. Glory be to God. This love is what? Yes, it is not based on performance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, it is incomprehensible with the human mind. Okay, that is why to comprehend it, it has to be a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. Amen. You know? Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? And God wants us to know that. Now, when we get to know how much he has loved us, we shall love him in return. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes yes, you can get a wrong perception of God. Maybe because of how he has disciplined you, you know. And then you think that what? God didn't love me, it is Jesus who loves me. Hallelujah. There's a person in this church, 2 weeks ago, this person sent me a message. Okay? Someone in this church. And that someone is here. That person, Bambi, sent me a message. They said that, Pastor, I have always thought that your messages are very harsh. That the things I say here, that they are very harsh. You understand? So now you can see that is the perception they had of me. Okay? That they are very harsh. So you could see that this person was like, this guy didn't have what? Engons. Rukundo. Tiniko. Ego. You understand? Then, but that's not where they ended. They said that, but now I understand. You understand? Now I've come to what? Understand. Glory be to God. That yes, that is actually what? All the things you've been doing, the way you've been delivering them, that actually it's a right what? Glory be to God. 2 weeks ago. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can see, for years, I don't know how many years, someone had a wrong perception of me. Glory be to God. Now here is God now interrupting what? So you can see how, like what I began with, the only person who has right perspective of things is God. You understand? So a child of God in this church had the perspective that pastor things are very harsh. You know, eh? Then until maybe there's someone who prayed for them, that they what? They may get to know the love of Pastor what? Yeah. That, yeah, that is too much. It doesn't what? It surpass what? You see even that man you're seeing there. Okay? One of my friends in this church is Alan, by the way. By the way, Alan and I are friends. He's one of those guys who's not in, who, when they don't come to church, I notice and once in a while, not always, but I'm like, no, give him a call. I was like, you know. Now, he told me a few years ago, okay, he used to come and meet us with Elvis. So he told me that he never used to like me. He never used to like me. He was just seeing this chick guy with Elvis, what, he's harsh, he's what. Okay? Until sometime, now you see, he told me that because now he had realized that the thoughts he had about me were what? Hey. Now he wanted me to be like Elvis. Yeah? When he's messing up, I just smile, what? Like he comes around, you know, eh? So he used to look at it, because for me, in fact, I used to tell what? Our friend, Kumbonye, that no, this Alan, no. You know, don't treat him like this. You're messing him up. Okay? So I don't know if at one point Alan eavesdropped, you know, or he rules saw how I was what? Treating him. Okay? I was like in a way that man. But for me, I'm not what? I'm not your big bro. I'm not your mother. Okay? For me, I want you to what? To be a serious man. Eh? For the Lord. Be serious. He. For who? He. Cutting another one, a guy. Then a few years ago, like I don't know, 8 years ago or 6 years ago, he told me that, man, back in the day, I never used to like you. Okay? But now a guy likes me. Sometimes he sends me what? Money. There are times when I'm at the chef and I don't know, I think he sees my car. Then he comes and man and he gives me 20. I'm like, this is for your lunch. So you can see the perception, what? So again, there's someone else. Okay? 2 weeks ago, they sent me a message. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so that thing, heaven, different what? Perspective of things, isn't it? Just like history. Just like what? History. There's a different lot of history books in heaven. Most of this history that we are reading is lies. It's what? Lies. You read the history of Buganda, the wars against Bunyoro, Utoro, just depict that these soldiers were saints, man. Nice chaps, man. They were fighting, but they were very good guys. Okay? Now I read the history of some white guy. Okay? What the Batoro said that the Baganda did when they would go to fight them. Some of the things Okoni did, like in the north. Okay? It was a new stuff, man. Glory to some people had done them before. Glory be to God. Amen. So you see, the winner or the victor always writes the history. Isn't it? So they write good things about themselves. Okay? There's a book of Bunyoro that you bought it for me. Now, those books I'm telling you about, they're the ones you bought some time ago for me. When I began to learn Rutoro. But I put them aside. I was like, but Nzendegakwiga Rutoro. Cutting so many history in English. So I was like, let me find. And so some time ago, I pulled out the Rutoro one in English. So I read, that's why I read those things. And so, yeah, so there's a different what? Set of history books in heaven. And that's why when you want to know the real true perspective of things, like especially us Christians, please read the history of the world, isn't it? Read. God wants you to read history. But as you read, also pray to God that you can get the right perspective of what? Of things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you read the history book of Obote and some people, they'll tell you Museveni wasn't supposed to be the president of this country. Okay? But according to what the Lord has revealed over the years, God wanted him to be the president. You understand? So there are those things. And as Christians, we should, as we read, as we make opinions about things, judgment about things, have this thing of negative Katonda. If you have another what perspective, let me know. Okay? Now that doesn't mean that Museveni has done good things. You understand? Museveni has done very many bad things. Hallelujah. In addition to very many good things. But now, because of the bad things, doesn't mean what? He was never supposed to be president. Hallelujah. You understand? And those bad things he has done, he will give account. God will judge him. You understand? Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if his son is supposed to be what? God wants him to. I don't know. You know? But for, I don't know. If maybe God wants, like, You see, God can want you to become a thing, but then you mess yourself up. Then God is like, I've thrown you, you know, eh? Now, if God wanted him to be, okay? Let's say God wanted him to be, okay? Right now, he could be messing himself up with the stupidity that he's doing, okay? Yet, at the same time, God is patient. So if you wanted him to be and he's messing himself up, God can endure that, you know, eh? For, according to his wisdom and what? Knowledge. Glory be to God. You see, many, but all I know, he's doing many what? Bad things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, to get to know the love of God that surpasses knowledge, okay? To get the right, there are these things of God the Father is bad. But God the Son, Jesus, you know, eh? God the Father used to clear chaps in the Old Testament. He used to tell guys, go to war, clear them. You know, eh? So man, eh? I got Jesus. Okay, Father, okay, now, eh? Then some liars, okay? Some liars took that Father. Nebaji nwasao ne Mary. Okay, Mary. Eh? Agamba, eh? Mary, eh? Uyogela nemtabaniwo. Eh? To yogela nemtabaniwo, mtabaniwo. Ayogele nani? Eh, nechitafe. Do you know, eh? But, you know, eh? It is only that because people haven't comprehended, haven't prayed this prayer. Glory be to God. Now, when I told you about this, how when we know the love of God, we shall love in return. I told you about a little girl called Sanyu. Okay? She's a neighbor of ours. Okay? There's someone who told me last Sunday that, Twagala okulaba Sanyu. We want to see Sanyu. Which is like a typical Ugandan child. Like, you know, eh? And but that child loves me. Okay? She calls me her friend. Glory be to God. And she speaks in Uganda. Mkwano gwange, mkwano gwange, you know? Okay? And when you say mkwano gwange, I just feel like, you know, nothing better like in this world. You know, eh? But do you know that the best things in the world are intangible things? Do you know that, Christina? The best things in the world are things which money can't buy. Glory be to God. Like now, that person in this church who sent me a message saying that what? I always had a wrong perception. You're very harsh, what? But now I understand. Okay? So you can see now getting a message like that. Okay? It's much better. Like Alan, I'm sorry. It's much better than the 20K for lunch. You understand? Glory be to God. The best things in the world are intangible things. Okay? Getting a dream from heaven, man. Okay? Beats a what? Okay? What car did your husband buy you? Yeah, like it beats a car. Just God saying, you know. You know? Hallelujah. Amen. And then you saw that child saying that, man, mukwanogwang. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Like one time I gave money to my mom. Okay? Then my mom, you know, like, I think she has ever said that before and it didn't register. But that day, for some reason, it registered. Okay? You know, my mom is Uganda. So she told me, like in Uganda, as she received the money, she said, "Webale okunda bilira." Glory be to God. Amen. You know, now, you see, I didn't live with it. Any tangible thing from my mom, but just, you know, eh? Hallelujah. But I think I left with some because every time I go there, she forces things on me. She says, "Take this for the children." I tell mommy, "Teba genda bidia, okay na ko, like teba bidia yo." Then she say, "Crachi." Then now you don't want to go into what? Those things, I tell her, Nkugambi. So, then, then sometimes if I call her early, like at 7 a.m., that today I'm coming, okay? Then she goes and what? Goes, buys meat, then makes rombo, man. Okay? Now, lunch, she serves me some, then the rest. So usually, I live with what? With stuff, with grub. Hallelujah. But I'll never forget, now, all the grub she has given me, like over the years, I've even forgotten it. Even the one she gave me last week. Unavira. But I'm remembering, like 4 years ago, you know, eh? Like that one. Now, these Luombo things, what? You know, eh? So the best things in the world are what? Intangible things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Like a blessing. Man, eh? There's a generation which knows, which knew what a blessing is. Okay? Then there's a generation which didn't seem to care. What? Blessing? Eh, okay, uh-huh. You see, eh? There's a sister of mine who I think knew, yeah, what, like especially the blessing of, like of a father. Because back in the day, she had some issues with my dad. Then she came and assured my dad, okay? Another sister of mine brought her. Now, according to my father, who told me what happened in the bedroom, where we were not. My father says that so-and-so brought so-and-so to abuse me. Okay? Okay? Hey. Then my dad says, but after she had abused me, she said that, but daddy don't curse me. He said, you know, so you can see someone knows that man. Eh? I'm talking to my father like this, and there can be serious repercussions. Okay? If something can be sent to me, it's something intangible, which will affect me in years to come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so you can see now, that sister of mine, you can see someone who had an understanding of what? A blessing or cursing. And he's like, man, I need to trade what? I've assured this guy. But, you know, you remember this? When Jacob, remember? Jacob fled from the brother after he had gotten a blessing from the father. Now, when the brother knew that the dad had blessed a blessing on his kid, the guy came crying. Then he said, Daddy, do you have only one blessing? Now you can see the guy wasn't asking for stuff. He wasn't asking for things. Because he knows, man, this intangible thing called a blessing, okay, is worth more than material stuff. Okay? Because remember, it can even produce material things, isn't it? That's why, for example, the Bible says that in Proverbs 10, 22, I think, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. So the blessing produces, okay? So something intangible produces tangible things. Something immaterial produces material things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But where were we? Huh? Sanyu. Man, I leave that place when I'm like, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So anyway, yes, so I told people about Sanyu on 14th. Isn't it? Now people don't know when I said what, but they matter, all right? As long as you know what I... And so on 14th, I told people about what? Sanyu, how, you know, as an example, like even that example of Urijema and Rabon. Okay? Anyway. Yeah. And so, yes, I came on 14th. I told you that story. Yes. And I reminded you of it last Sunday. Okay? Now, after 14th. After 14th. Okay? 14th, remember, when I was in the car, I thought about the friendship of God. I thought about God speaking to Jacob, telling him that I'll bring you back to this land. You surely return. I'll bring you back. Then I came and I told you about God loves you. I told you about the son. Okay, then on 15th Monday, I get a dream. Glory be to God. Now this dream captured all that I've told you, that I was thinking about in the car as I was coming, as I sat in the car, and what I preached about the love of God for us. Okay? It was a very short and seemingly simple dream, but very what? Loaded. Okay? So I had it on Monday. Then I'm driving in the car, taking kids to school, and I'm thinking about it. And that day, I was going to visit my mom after school, okay? Like after I drop the kids. So I get to my mom's place, and then I begin, I'm in her compound. I'm thinking about the dream, you know, getting interpretation, and man, you know, it was wonderful, eh? Now, as I'm thinking about very serious spiritual thing, then my mom comes and I go compa jazzy and guy. Hey, about what? Well, like, and I'm like, this lady, can she see that what? Like I'm not working in her what? Compound because I'm idle. So I think why she thought I'm walking around, walking, looking down, because I have no one to talk with. I should come, you know. Then, so anyway, I'll just stop. Then I listen to her things. Then I laugh, but I'm not laughing at her things. But I'm laughing because I'm like, women can talk. Catch, Chechin says, sir. Now she thinks I'm laughing at her things. And I know what? To me, it seems like that encourages her to tell me more. I want to go back on my dream. You understand?
Okay.
Then at one time I ask for a chair, I sit. Then at a certain point, I get up. Then she returns. Then she comes. Then she gets my chair. Then she sits. Then she starts telling me stuff. And I'm like, now. Anyway, but I let her what? Talk her stuff, but Hallelujah. So now, last Sunday, I told people this dream, and I'm going to tell you again. Glory be to God. Now, in this dream, I had finished O-level in a school called Chisubi. Okay? Now, before the results came back, I decided to go to a school in Toro. Okay? So I was in a school in Toro. Okay? And I left Uchisubi to go to Toro with a classmate called Kakwano. Okay? With a classmate called who? Kakwano. And I remember at a certain point I told Kakwano that if you want to learn Urutoro, it's good to come to a school like this, like a school in Toro, because you always be hearing what? Urutoro. Okay? Now, while we're at that school, there's a certain reverend of Church of Uganda who would come and pray for us every morning. Okay? Pray for the students, okay, before the academic staff, what? Or starts. Glory be to God. Yeah, now, I also had this thought in my mind that I can't go to university, like I can't pass to like A level to go to university if I'm in this school in Toro. So I was like, when the results come back, okay, and SMAC has admitted me, I will go back to what? Uchisubi. You understand? Because there the chances are higher for me to what? Join, to get grades that can get me admitted. So I knew that I'm here for a while. The moment Jesus come back, I'm back to Kisubi. Glory be to God. And if I remember right, the dream ended there. Mr. Suna, very simple dream, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now, if you are among those who read stupid books, stupid interpretation, now, I think these are the things I say, and someone said I'm very harsh. Sikwagala, like, I just sit in your services because Nakolachi, but you're a bad guy, Lachi guy, you know, eh? Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is, those books are stupid. Those boo dream interpretation things, which say that, boy, used to stay in Umnyonyo growing up. No? Where? Okay. So they teach that if you ever get a dream, ngoli ukabanyoro, where you were a kid, it means stani hakuli busy. Hakuza yue mabega. Yeah? You're retrogressing. Instead of progressing, you are retrogressing. Yeah? If you dream even namasagali, you understand? So that generation curse could even be. Because there's someone who defined a generation curse as a long arm from behind. You understand? A long arm from behind. You understand? So if you read those things, you get messed up with what the Lord usually is trying to communicate with you. I can understand how stupid people can be when they say that if you dream you're eating meat over beans, then over what? That is witchcraft. How can that? So, yet in real life, if you're eating meat, it's kawa. But in a dream, it's bad.
What if God is showing you, man, like a celebration is coming? You're going to celebrate, eat meat, muchomo, white pork. Cut you going or whatever witchcraft, then you start to bind what's standing. I cancel this dream. Because you've read stupid books. Glory be to God. And so for me, over the years, I've known better. That when I dream, I'm back in Chisubi, Budo, it didn't mean that. I dream at back in my mom's place where I used to stay when I was a little child. Now could have it doesn't. You understand? For example, how they dream the conception and birth of Abigail. The first dream, we are back in what? My mom's place, my Nakulavi. When we kid. And that's where now the scene was. I wrote it in the book. Remember that dream when I was fighting with a guy called Lakisa Abide, fighting for electricity. You understand? That was the scene. Some place we left years ago. Before I even went to university. No, that's where the scene was. You know, eh? Hallelujah. And so this one I knew it was one of those good ones from what? From God. Hallelujah. Now, you all remember there was a time when I started learning Rutoro. Yeah? Sometime mid-2024. Hallelujah. So now I'm beginning to show you what the dream what? Who means. So now that is captured in the dream of when now I am, I go to school where? In Toro. You understand? And while we're there, there's a reverend who comes to pray for us. You understand? So that shows, because prayer is supposed to produce good results, isn't it? So that shows that God really wants me to what? Like the spirit, the spiritual backing for me to actually learn that language. Glory be to God. But, rather, and at the same time, I left Chisubi and went to a school in Toro with a classmate called Kakwano. Hallelujah. That name now has to be said with some emotions. Kakwano. Glory be to God. Now, Ukakwano, Mr. Suna, okay? Olimulangira. You see it, you? Mwawasi kurangentalo. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah. So, Ukakwano basically means a friend, isn't it? A friend. Now, remember, on Sunday, I told you about friendship, you know? Okay? I remember, a friend loves. And that's what I told you, isn't it? Okay? And that's what I thought about when I was coming to church on Sunday, the day before. The dream, now God captures that in the dream. Hallelujah. Now, I went to Toro with a student called Kakwano. Okay? So God was just letting me know that what? I am with him in this Rutoro learning thing. Glory be to God. Most of you have read and heard what? This dream and the interpretation. But for some reason, God wanted me to say it again. Hallelujah. Amen. So, one of the things God was highlighting, Mr. Balo, was that me and the Lord are like this. Glory be to God. This means tight, isn't it? For the first time, I've had a dream when God is, what? Depicting himself as my friend. Glory be to God. And that means that for over a period of time, okay, God is like, you have done well. Now we are what? Buddies. Isn't that so wonderful? The way Sanyu calls me her friend. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, remember, while I'm in school in Toro, I know in my heart that I will return utuchisuvi. I will return to where I left. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, if toro means learning urutoro, what did I leave? What did I leave to start learning rutoro? What is uchisubi? What is the chisubi that I left to go to toro? Hallelujah. Did anyone read the word of the week that explained all that? Or listen to the sermon? Who didn't? You didn't? Ah, so you're hearing this fresh, okay? So what did I leave? Okay? So what I left, okay? So now, when I look back at a time when I began learning rutoro, it shows me what I was doing before. Eh? Or what ended. Eh? The old level, eh? The senior four. Glory be to God. Now, I remember vividly, I began learning rutoro around the time. Remember, God had told us, pray until something happens. Concerning the promise of LAT, ending the second phase. Remember, where the first phase that ended 31st August 2021, when we had that anniversary worship service in the studio because of COVID. Then the following day, I get that dream. You remember? Philip, you read that, whatever. So that's when the first phase of this church ended. And in that dream, back in the day, God says that, let the second phase be shorter, much shorter. Okay? So in 2024, he tells us that pray until something happens. Okay? Until you finish that phase. Okay? And you enter a new one. Glory be to God. The new one that had to do with multiplying. Glory be to God. Now, I began learning rutoro at that time when God told us through a dream that that has been accomplished. Stop. Mumaliliza. The praying until something happens has had its effect. Stop. Glory be to God. So it is around that time that I began to learn rutoro. Glory be to God. So that means that the chisubi that I left was that phase, isn't it? That was finished as a church. Glory be to God. Then I began Urutoro. Now, while I'm in the dream, I'm like, I will go back to Chisubi. Okay? You understand? The same way that God told Jacob that I'm with you wherever you go. So God is with me in Toro. He's with me as Kakuano. Glory be to Soma Fena. But we shall return to commence the phase that was supposed to follow. The phase of ministry. Do you understand what I mean? Mariam, is that you clear? Yes. So God was telling me, you know that you will return. A time is going to come when the rhetorical thing will be, well, then we shall return. And we embark on the phase, just as the oath said, multiply, I'll multiply you, and blessing are what? Then he says that you'll be a multitude, you'll be numerous, according to the oath that I gave you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Soon have you understood? Hallelujah. Mark, we are together. Yeah? Tuko Pamoja. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now that simple dream, God captured all the thoughts I had as I came to church, when I go to church and what I preached. Put it in a very simple dream. Okay? Hallelujah. Again, God to emphasize that I love you. Okay? Just like he had told us that, behold, what manner of love the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God. For me, he captured it with kakuano. Okay? Mkuano guange. Okay, so God was showing me that, I'm revealing to you that I love you. You're my friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we have a great future, people. Hallelujah. Why did God remind us that by that dream? That multiplying you, that we shall come back. Just like Jacob, you know, God went with Jacob in exile. Okay? So Kakwano went with me. But God was like, you will come back to this land. I won't leave you until I've done what I have promised. God saying that we shall come back and we embark on the phase of multiplying and multiply you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now all the verses I read last Sunday, I've read them. There remaineth one which he told me to add this morning. Okay? To answer the question that why did he have to add? To remind us of that. Okay? The answer is in Hebrews chapter 16 from verse 17. We are reading it in KJV, then I'll end with reading it with Amplified. Okay? Hallelujah. It says that, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 17 says that, that God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel. To mute is to stop. Eh? To immute is to unstop. Mm-hmm. God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Hallelujah. Why? Like I said, to show the immutability of his counsel. That this thing that I've promised has to happen. Verse 18. That by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation. Consolation means like encouragement, hope. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants us to have hope, to be encouraged, okay, that what he said he will do with us, indeed he will do. Hallelujah. He told Jacob that we are going together in exile, but I'll be with you there and I will return until I have done that which I've spoken to you. Okay? For me, in the dream, he told me, you went with me as Kakwano learning Rutoro. When a phase ended, it's like God will put a comma, but it's like, we shall come back. Hallelujah. Okay? Mariam, we shall come back. Glory be to God. We shall come back, and I don't think we are taking ages in Torah. Glory be to God. We shall come back, Bridget, and start the phase of what? Multiplying, I will multiply you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God shared that to let us know, to remind us that he's still with us. He's still watching over his word to perform it. The same way he's watching over his word that he gave you, like a promise he once gave you. He's watching over that promise to fulfill it. According to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Glory be to God. Reading that scripture in the Amplified Version of the Bible, it says that, accordingly, God also, in his desire to show more convincingly and beyond doubt to those who were to inherit the promise, the unchangeableness of his purpose and plan, intervened, mediated with an oath. Glory be to God. His desire to show more convincingly and beyond doubt to LAT, who are supposed to inherit the promise of multiplying out, multiply you. God intervened. 27th October 2019, I made an oath. Hallelujah. The unchangeableness That's what I was telling you. And all is unchangeable, Mr. Balu. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I could be the most secure pastor in this country. Glory be to God. Because tulina oath. Glory be to God. Tulina chi? Tulina oath. This church is here. Peke, it becomes the largest in the city. Because that's what God said. Glory be to God. Kakwano alinange. Tukagenda nawe toro, uturagaruka nawe. Glory be to God. Muntegede. Hallelujah. We are coming back to embark on what? The phase of multiplication. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This was, is this amplified? This was so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, we who have fled to him for refuge might have mighty indwelling strength and encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed for us and set before us. Glory be to God. This is a verse God who told me to add. Hallelujah. He told me, I want them to know why I sent that dream. Why I had you preach it last Sunday. It is to encourage you. Hallelujah. To remind you once again that nothing in the universe can stop this. Glory be to God. Absolutely nothing. Glory be to God. Absolutely what? Nothing. I've said that for 6 years. How many years? 6 years from 27th October 2019. Okay? It's amazing that that dream, oh God, making an oath, came just before COVID. Lockdown. Lockdown. Remember, God had told us we shall become the largest in the city. Kati lockdown is there. Nemkama, God went before us and he made an oath. October. Remember, lockdown happens March 2020. So God knew what was coming. And I wanna guy ninokuba wechigambo a China that will help them when COVID comes. To tell them, yes, you'll be locked down, but you will exist and you will come back. That's when the oath was given. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No trouble. Hallelujah. No trouble can take LAT off the scene. No witchcraft. Hallelujah. You have heard of Satanists who destroy churches. Now, this church is witchcraft proof as far as that promise is concerned. Glory be to God. As far as that promise is concerned, there is no false apostle, there is no false prophet, there is no sorcerer can stop that which God promised will become. Hallelujah. Pastor Moses can't stop it. Because it is not dependent on him, on his performance. Like Abraham, the oath is not dependent on anyone. It depends on God. That's why Israel is here up to now. Those guys are not holy chaps, man. You understand? But God is like, Mbalava, Bebakola, but I made an oath with their father, Abraham, that they all exist. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God told me to tell you, he's sharing this with you, that you may have strong consolation, that you may have strong encouragement that is with us, and his word will come to pass. Glory be to God. We shall return from Toro, just like Jacob was going to return to the promised land to inherit his promise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle. Christ for the nations.